It is 6:20. Navy Yard shooter Aaron Alexis had been suffering from serious mental problems, including paranoia, in recent weeks. In fact, police in Rhode Island say he called them a month ago to complain people were talking to him through the walls and ceilings of his hotel room. Alexis had been receiving mental health treatment from Veterans Affairs since August.
But he still held his security clearance, allowing him to enter the Washington Navy Yard, where he opened fire yesterday and killed 12. Joining us now, Dr. Drew Pinsky. Evenings on Headline News. You hear middays with advice here on WTOP. Dr. Drew, good to have you. Thanks so much.
It is such a pleasure, and I just want to tell everyone that I'm sitting out here on the West Coast, and within the Beltway there, I hope you remember the rest of us are thinking of you guys and hope everyone is okay. It's got to be quite a traumatic thing.
Absolutely. It's been a tough 24 hours plus here. Knowing what you know about Alexis, are you drawing parallels between this attack and others, such as the Sandy Hook shooting?
100%. And I've been saying it since the Connecticut shooting, that there is a real serious problem where the individual liberties of a patient to privacy are taking precedent over the safety of the community. I am a huge advocate of patient privacy, but there is a problem right now where mental health professionals, I think, for instance, of the Aurora shooting, where I guarantee you we're going to find that there was a psychiatrist who was profoundly concerned about that man's behavior, and yet she was unable to contain him, require him to take medication, keep him from weapons. And right there, we have a serious problem that has to be addressed, where the privacy rights of the individual are taking precedent over the safety of all of us. There's a problem.
What do you think needs to happen?
I'm not sure how to solve it. Frankly, I'm very conflicted about it. But I think at very minimum, there needs to be some sort of a process in place that mental health professionals can, say, apply to when they're concerned about somebody's, for instance, ability to safely handle a weapon, and that can go into some kind of database that can restrain some of the behavior that we're seeing here. Every one of these mass shootings we've had, we are excluding the bombing, which was clearly sort of politically motivated, other aspects to it. These random acts of violence that were mass shooting all had a common feature of a mental health issue that could have been treated, a disaster that could have been prevented, and guns in the hand of somebody who is not necessarily connected to reality in the way that you and I are. This particular case, we hear about delusions, hallucinations. He may have literally believed he was trying to save his life or somebody else's in the course of what he did because his brain wasn't working right. We need to not just protect ourselves, but let's remember this man is dead because of his mental illness, and we failed him too.
Let's talk about then what we can do. We are told not to judge, that maybe somebody's quirky behavior is just that, quirky behavior. Is it time for us to maybe go and report someone no matter what?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, police have been chanting that for a long time now, which is report anything suspicious, report anything that bothers you, trust your gut. But you're really bringing up another interesting aspect of this problem. Have we become so politically correct that we literally have no judgment anymore? Because we're so busy not judging that we actually don't even have any ability to assess another person whom we could help. I think we need to begin judging, or at least using our judgment. In the course of using our judgment, feel sorry for the people who we are applying our judgment to, but we are going to help them. We're doing it for everyone's good, not for their detriment.
Let me ask you something, because here in Virginia, of course, back in 2007, there was the Virginia Tech massacre, and mental health issues front and center stage.
Same thing.
What hasn't been done since then?
Well, there was a lot that was done in university campuses in terms of setting up panels and committees that were engaged in the oversight of these problems, and they were actually making great progress. I was evaluating what, at one point when we were reporting on the Aurora shooting, exactly how that committee was functioning, and that shooter came to the attention of that committee. But as again, we don't know the details yet. We'll hopefully learn them as the case unfolds. But as my eye told me, was that the psychiatrist who was charged to report to the committee was disempowered and wasn't getting somebody else overruled. I feel confident we're going to hear that she desperately attempted to contain this man and was called off. Literally, the dogs were called off because who are we to judge, as you say, Sean?
Dr. Drew, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, you can see him evenings on Headline News, and of course he gives us advice middays here on WTOP.